Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly in red today, and of course, so are feeder cattle, with the exception of the November contract, which expires tomorrow. And of course, when we look at the market here, many markets have turned green, started off in red, but turned green. We have hogs higher, silver higher, the energies are all higher. And, of course, also cocoa and copper and rough rice. And coffee is up sharply today. So many markets in green, just the grain markets, the ag markets, are pretty much in red. And we have corn going towards option expiration on the December contract. That would be on Friday that these expire. And there's a lot of open interest. In the calls, it's the $4 strike and the 360. In the puts, it's the 360, the 350, the 340, and 320. So by going down to the 360 level, and of course the last low we had on November 5th was 359, by going down to 360, they can clean house on all that premium money. And I suspect that's what the market's really after. That and, of course, news of bird flu over in Europe, in Denmark and Germany, and let's see here, the Netherlands. I think that has concern because they have a phenomenal amount of feed wheat, of which a cargo is coming into the U.S., and also a fair amount of maize. So exports of corn to Europe doesn't look real good. But what this could be is a positive for the hog and poultry producer out of the U.S. We could be shipping meat over. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.